You're listening to SBS News.
India's devastating surge of coronavirus infections is raging on. Life-saving oxygen is in short supply. Family members are left on their own to ferry patients from hospital to hospital in search of treatment, and too often their efforts end in mourning. COVID-19 statistics there are grave, and some charities have resorted to action independent of the country's collapsing health system. Gurpreet Singh, president of a Sikh temple in New Delhi, says they've been sourcing oxygen themselves.
We are trying to save the life of all these people who not accepted by hospitals, from government hospitals also and private hospitals, denied to admit them. We are trying to save their life.
British Foreign Secretary Dominic Raab says the first of 9 plane loads of aid will be arriving in New Delhi on Tuesday.
We're sending out an emergency shipment of over 600 items of equipment. They're ventilators, oxygen concentrators, and the aim is to provide the support that the Indians need at their hour of need. If judging by the distressing scenes we've seen in many of the hospitals in India, there'll be a series of other shipments. The first one goes out today, and we're in ongoing discussions with the Indian government about further things that they may or may not need. We want to provide them all the support because they're close friends, increasingly important partners, but also we need this kind of international collaboration if we're going to get through the pandemic. We're not going to be safe until we're all safe.
The United States' top virus expert, Dr. Anthony Fauci, says the US is actively looking at ways to boost aid to India.
There's discussions about really ramping up what we can do on the ground, oxygen supplies, drugs, tests, PPE, as well as taking a look in the intermediate and long run about how we can get vaccines to these individuals, both immediately now, as well as in the situation where you help them to be able to essentially make vaccines. It's a terrible situation that's going on in India and other low and middle income countries, and there is more we can do.
The crisis is most apparent in India's graveyards and crematoriums. One woman had to mourn the death of her younger brother, who was turned away by two hospitals and then died waiting to be seen at a third. He was left gasping after his oxygen tank ran out and there were no replacements to be had. He was 50. This resident is also at a loss.
The country, I'm feeling very bad. I have money, I have everything, but I can't save my sister. Because no bed, nothing like that.
Helmet.
No gas, no oxygen, no bed. Where we can do, where we can go.
The lockdown in the capital, New Delhi, has been extended for another week while the Indian government attempts to quell criticism over its handling of the country's pandemic, which has seen more than 16.9 million confirmed cases, behind only the US. Meanwhile, in Iraq, the Interior Ministry there says at least 82 people have died and 110 others are injured in a catastrophic fire that broke out in the intensive care unit of a Baghdad hospital tending to severe coronavirus patients. Negligence on the part of hospital authorities has been blamed for the Saturday night fire, which initial reports suggest was caused when an oxygen cylinder exploded in the ward of Ibn al-Khatib Hospital. The executive director of the Iraqi Health Access Organization, Hala Sarif, says hospital staff faced a difficult situation.
The COVID patients who are in bed are fully dependent on the O2 pipe. And once the fire started, somebody needed to put the O2 pipes off, which means basically cutting the oxygen from those who need it most. And that led to the worst.
In Japan, 4 prefectures have entered a state of emergency in an effort to fight against the COVID-19 pandemic, affecting Tokyo, Osaka, Kyoto and Hyogo. It's the 3rd declaration of its kind so far in the country. It aims to curb a surge in COVID-19 cases ahead of the upcoming Golden Week holidays and is scheduled to stay in effect till May the 11th. And after nearly 6 months of closures, malls and department stores in Greece have officially reopened and residents are thrilled. Shopping malls have been closed there since November the 7th last year, when the country established its second round of lockdowns. For health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Sarah Shalala, SBS News.